So I want to talk about divorce this morning. Do you know people who've been divorced? Do they have kids? And how do the kids feel about the split? We're talking about it because new research reckons most young people who've experienced divorce do not believe parents should stay together for the sake of the children. That's according to research from Resolution, a family law firm, which surveyed a number of 14 to 22-year-olds. So I'm asking this morning, should a couple stay married if it's going to be to the detriment of their children and their own emotional well-being? Or is divorce the best way to solve the problem? Lots of people have had this experience, so if you want to send me a text about it, that would be really interesting. 81333, start your text message with the word tease. So let's talk to Annalise Higgins, who's divorced with two children, and from Middlesbrough. Annalise, good morning to you.
Morning.
And we've got Libby Powell on the other line from the Christian Legal Centre. Libby, good morning to you.
Morning.
So, first of all, Annalise, tell me about your situation and tell me your story.
Well, I got divorced about 7 or 8 years ago now. One of my children was only one, and the other, my daughter was three at the time. And yeah, and it's hard. I don't think it's ever an easy thing to go through. But, I mean, obviously my ex-husband isn't on the line as well, but I think we would both say that for our children it was the best option. And actually our children are thriving. We both have a really good relationship with them. He's involved in their lives, and the kids are well-adjusted, happy children.
But you're a practicing Christian, Annalise, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So a lot of people might think that marriage, any marriage, is worth saving.
I am pro-marriage. I do believe that marriage is the best environment to raise a child, but I think, though, that we can't be so close-minded as to think that actually that some situations are the best environments to raise children in. I think if we could have worked out our marriage and we could have made it work, we would have, but we couldn't. But I think if you're looking at a situation where people are like, oh, well, that fire's gone, so I'm just going to move on. Well, no, work at it. But when it's more serious and the trouble is more is deeper than that, then it's a different question.
Yeah, so how old were the kids then when you split up?
Three and one.
Right, so you clearly couldn't have discussed it with them then. Do you talk about it now?
Yeah. I mean, my son particularly, he doesn't... My daughter remembers us being together a little bit, but my son doesn't, and he doesn't understand sometimes. But I think that my ex-husband would say the same, that actually we're better apart than together, and the kids have a good relationship. I make sure that they're spending time with him and that they're investing, and that they're investing a relationship with each other as just as they're investing in a relationship with me. It's not that they don't need a mother and a father, and they don't have a mother and father to raise them. They do. We're just not under the same roof.
So they've never said to you, do you know what, I wish you'd stay together?
Well, they know no different, really. And so maybe sometimes they do wish that, but that's when I have to kind of be confident in our decision that actually this was what's best for them. So they don't have the experience of what it would have been like had we stayed together longer.
Yeah, Libby, I think a lot of kids, you know, obviously would prefer it in an ideal world, if mum and dad stayed together, but they hate the pantomime of pretending if you don't get on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, I have not been in this situation, but Annalise, you've been through a horrible time, but I'm glad to hear that you're pro-marriage, because you know, from a Christian perspective, what's good for society is marriage between a man and a woman. And I think, I'm not sure what Annalise thinks about this, but I think there have been some moves to make divorce much easier, which is absolutely not the right way to go. What we need to be saying is, can we find other ways to help couples who are married and want to stay committed to each other? Can we provide counselling for them? Can we provide support for them? Anything which makes divorce less... more rare, should I say.
You want to make divorce harder?
Yes, I think divorce should be made harder. And bear in mind, I am not... I don't have experience with this. I am married, and I can't... you know, Annalise has been through something I haven't been, and I don't know all the ins and outs of that, but Marriage between a man and a woman is good and is the best way to bring up children. And I think we should continue to do all that we can to protect that.
I think a lot of people listening to this, though, Libby, will say that, you know, if they've been through a divorce, it is far from easy. And, of course, they've thought about it very carefully. They haven't just, in most cases, they haven't abandoned it easily.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I would absolutely, you know, agree with that. I'm sure for most people that is the case.
But you still want to make it harder.
I think in some quarters, people have said, let's make it easier. Let's make no-fault divorce more widespread. We would absolutely disagree with that because marriage is a special relationship created by God for everybody. And it's the building block of society. But, you know, we all mess up. We all make mistakes. So we're not saying, you know, let's not talk about divorce, but we're saying let's make it a very, very, very last resort. Let's think about all the other ways that we could explore.
So how would you make it harder, Libby? What would you do?
How would I make it harder for people to divorce? Well, yes. I think rather than phrase it like that, I think what we do is we say, how can we support a couple to keep your marriage together? So support networks, I know that there are those out there already. I think the church has a large part to play in this, which perhaps it hasn't stepped up to so far. The teaching of marriage comes from the church for all people, not just for Christians. The church should be there to support anybody who is saying, look, I'm struggling in my marriage, it's been going on for years, the children are involved, please help.
But
the
people
isn't doing that as much.
People, let's be honest, people don't listen to the church in the way they used to.
True, and that's a sad fact, which means there's more of an impetus on the church to speak out into this area because it's for society's good.
Okay, Annalise, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that when we talk about making divorce harder, I think there's a demographic of people that is really potentially very harmful to, particularly if they're in a really unsafe situation. But I think if we're looking at kind of supporting couples that where their investment into the relationship isn't what it was, rather than an unsafe situation, I would totally echo that. And I think, you know, church is really good at doing social action. We talk about food banks and poverty and things like that, and actually, you know, and people respond really well to that kind of stuff, debt management and all those kind of things. If there was marriage support came out of church a bit more as well in the community, maybe there's lots of couples that would use services to support them in the marriages, but I don't know how many churches offer a similar kind of level of support. Maybe if it was there, people would access it.
Yeah, I mean, given that the vast majority of the population has nothing to do with the church, then clearly they're not going to turn to the church for help with their marriage, are they?
So, well, if it's not available, you know, and I think maybe that is a challenge for some churches to think about. Is it something that they feel really kind of convicted to do something about to support couples in their local community? You know, a lot of people, we might not engage in church on a level that I would, but, you know, a lot of us want the white wedding, we want the beautiful church setting. Those churches that people choose to get married in, perhaps they could engage a little bit more with a couple and create a relationship that isn't making that person, that couple, go to church every Sunday, but can offer them that kind of support, maybe.
And Annalise and Libby, thank you very much.